Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Mind Takeaway podcast. We are joining you from a forest. And where are we, Mira?
In Warsaw, Warszawa.
Warszawa.
Yeah.
We're about 1 hour from the city itself, and it's really relaxing here. We took 10 days out. Our friends invited us to Poland and Unity to slow down and reflect about the coming year.
And the topic and what we wanted to talk to you this time is the benefits of slowing down and why slowing down is really important in order to have more clarity and more energy and ability to achieve what we want to achieve in our lives. Be it a short term or a long term. And also, so we wanted to talk about why slowing down is important to actually speed up and how to actually do that.
Yeah, when we learned this for ourselves, the impact of taking steps back to get as clear as you can about what you would like to do, what you would like to achieve, is it aligned to your purpose and your mission and all of that? And is it really something you really want to do? Because quite often when we support leaders to look at, you know, maybe strategy and work out the next 6 months or a year, quite often they're scared to change their mind, and rightly so, because there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of time pressure and judgment, and usually not just from outside, but on within yourself, an inward kind of judgment where, oh, well, what if I change my mind? People will think I'm a failure. Who am I to do this and stuff like that?
Yeah, so slowing down is not something that it's natural to us. I mean, it is natural to us as a species, and we see animals do that. We see nature does that. You know, we are in the middle of the winter right now, and everything is slowed down. Everything is hibernating, and so in order to then speed up in the spring. And so the same thing happens to us, but because our society is structured in that way, and plus now we have social media, we feel like we've got to constantly be on the run, on the rush in order to achieve things. We need to show what we are doing. We are under constant pressure, as Peter said. Some of that is external, but lots of that is internal. And so slowing down in that way isn't something that comes naturally to us as high performers. And to actually do that, we need to first and foremost see the benefits of it and why we are doing it. But even so, I mean, we are doing it for years now, and it's still a bit of a struggle on a beginning, because you go, oh, but I should be doing this. I can't do this now. I'll slow down tomorrow. And so you need to take some time out in order to clear your minds from all of that. And so sometimes it looks like a few days you're doing absolutely nothing. You're kind of wrestling with yourself inside. You have all those ideas, but you don't have to have anything clear, right? Sometimes it doesn't happen until the end of the 10 days that we have a clear idea about something that we want to do or how we want to do it.
And that's actually happened to us now in this 10-day break that we've taken. We're actually on day 9. So tomorrow on New Year's Day, we'll be heading back to Berlin, back to base, and to put all of that reflection into some more tangible action. So we'll take some more time out later on in a week or so and just really get that down, get it out of our head, and just get clear and get excited about what we would like to do. And the good news is that you don't have to do everything that you think about. You know, this is the challenge when a new year starts. There's all this pressure. I mean, we're not really big on New Year's resolutions. We do set things that we want to achieve for next year, but we don't see them as resolutions, because there's so much pressure you can put on yourself. And then instead of looking at a few things to achieve and doing really well with those, people get a bit greedy. because they're setting these goals and they're not really wishes, as Mira said before. And then they may have 3, 4, 5, 6, especially when we're talking about an executive team, they set so many goals and want to achieve everything that actually gets in the way of achieving maybe the top three.
Mm-hmm. So that is why the time out and clarity is so important. It's to see what you actually want, what is important, what will give you the most benefit, where is the highest energy, you know, behind any of those. So it's easier to get there. And also, you know, when we have so many things on our mind that we think we should be doing, we end up scattering our energy all over the place and doing really not much. We end up being tired.
And one of the first things we do when we work with either a leadership team or an individual leader is that we allow them to slow down. We create a safe space where they can reflect, because quite often, and you know, no surprise in our crazy, phonetic, digitized life, there really isn't that much room to reflection, or it looks like there isn't. But the good news is that we can create room for reflection. We can create some gaps in our busy days, in our busy weeks, in our busy months, where we can take a few steps back and go, okay, how has it been? Have we achieved what we wanted? And if we haven't, why haven't we? And also in a positive way, okay, we've had a really great week. Well done, team. But what is it that we did right this week that we can take into the coming weeks and months and over the year? And it could be set as good practice and good practice sharing. Because quite often when people are running a million miles an hour, they're like a rocket. They've got one direction and they think it's always up. But that's not really where high performance lives. That's not how we can achieve a lot more than you would imagine. But it is counterintuitive, because when we initially say to an executive team, hey, we believe you're doing too much, there's no judgment. Just to be clear, this is why. Let's unpack it. And we explain quite carefully how taking the time out and doing it often and having that habit created, where if suddenly someone in the team or you as an individual leader see yourself as running too fast and you've been burnt out and it's been too stressful, interestingly, and we're all guilty of it, Mira and I included, when you're running too fast and you're stressed out and there's too much going on, it actually looks like the best idea, the best thing to do, what makes sense, is to keep doing more and get even more busy, because then we feel guilty that we haven't achieved something and this, that, and the other. But actually, that's the time when you go, okay, let's take a step back. Why do I feel this way? This isn't really something I'd like to carry on. Okay. And actually, just by taking those few steps back, you get clarity. You end up slowing down enough to go, okay, I don't want more of this. I actually want to do more of that.
Mm. Yeah, we end up, as you were explaining this, in my mind, I had this picture of headless chickens running around. And that's how we look like. But we don't see that, you know. On the inside, we are busy, we are productive, we are doing a lot of things, but it doesn't mean that it's actually anything useful in it. And there is lots of damage that we are creating to ourselves, to people around us, and also our families, people that we are close with, because we don't have time for them.
And when it comes to companies that want to have impact, or you could classify them as impact companies, and they could be non-for-profit, but they could also be profit-making, but profit with purpose. And quite often there's a guilt, and guilt is quite a strong emotion, and there's guilty feelings around, I would like to achieve more. We haven't achieved enough. We've been given funding, but actually, are we having enough impact? And what makes sense when you are still in a place of guilt and not in a place of clarity is that you add more goals and more actions and more things to do and more pressure on your team. And then, no surprise, the wheels comes off a few months or a couple of weeks later. And then suddenly you're like, wow, we haven't achieved anything. We've just been really busy. And that's why it's so important and so impactful to slow down and stop. So it's okay to feel uncomfortable and feel a bit vulnerable. And you may judge yourself and think, oh, that was a bit silly, a bit stupid and all of that. That's natural. We do it. But just seeing it under a lighter lens, you know, and seeing the funny side of it, the cosmic joke of okay, that didn't go well. But you know what? The fact that I slowed down, I've spotted it now. It's good learning. It's tangible. It's an experiential learning moment. Let's share that with the team. Let's unpack it and sit down and go, okay, it didn't go well, but no problem, no judgment. Let's learn from that. Let's pick ourselves back up, brush ourselves off, and we know what to do now. And the only way you can do that is by taking those pockets of time out, either as an individual or with other people. And that is the only way that high impact and results and high performance works. And it's interesting because it just looks the other way. It looks like you have to achieve so much to get that gold star or to win an award or, you know, to achieve the results that you want to achieve. But it's completely the opposite.
Yeah, you don't need to do. You need to do smart things, and that doesn't come with business. And often Peter says success is non-linear. It comes from insights. It comes from good ideas. It comes from learning from bad ideas. And from all of that, we need to be able to stop, disengage from everyday rush and run and be able to reflect. And that's one of the reasons why we are doing what we are doing right now. We are out of our natural environment and, you know, in the nature, talking, walking, reflecting, talking about some difficult things, some difficult feelings, some difficult belief systems that we have that we want to change in order to get where we want to be. And that's one of the reasons why we started doing retreats with leaders, and especially small retreats, one-to-one retreats or maybe co-founder retreats, in order to achieve exactly that, to slow down in order to speed up. And it feels uncomfortable. It feels like contra-intuitive, but actually is the right thing to do. And the only thing that brings results.
And the last thing we wanted to share with you is that by taking those steps back to reflect more often and to stop rather than jumping into that business, is that you end up innovating, you end up being more creative, because we see leadership as a very deeply creative endeavor, even though you might think that it isn't. And just by taking those steps back, you are gifted with, I don't know, or that didn't go well, what should we do next? And that's when the creative part of your brain kicks in. And that's where your creative brain kicks in. And if you're in a group of people, that's when collaboration is possible. Collaboration doesn't come from stress, from busyness, from judgment. It comes from reflection and slowing down. And again, pointing back to vulnerability and I don't know, I'm uncomfortable, but let's explore it together.
Yeah. So we've went through some benefits and how to do it and why is it uncomfortable and why is it okay to be uncomfortable. So we hope we piqued some curiosity at your end to maybe start doing some of these things.
And if you do want to come on a retreat with us, this year we will be spending time in Southwest France, 1 hour from Bordeaux.
Yeah.
And we will be working with a few individuals and, as Mira said, some small teams, a few co-founders. And if you would like to learn how to slow down and completely decompress and really get super clear on what you would like to achieve for the coming year, let us know.
Yep.
And as always, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.